Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Just think of a big, juicy Kroger Tender Ray steak, broiled to a beautiful, luscious brown. Think of cutting into the rich red meat, of tasting the tenderest steak of your life. That's Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Yes, it's always fresh, always tender, because it's tendered by the original Kroger Tender Ray method. You know it's tender because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And just think, Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So visit your Kroger store right away. Get a tender roast or a big, juicy Kroger Tender Ray steak. Remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know that no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Get Kroger Tender Ray beef at your Kroger store and get the finest beef value in town. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It's early evening in Rossville, and early evening in the Gibbs home is usually a quiet and a happy time. When the men of the house come wearily home from work, and the women happily greet them. But two disturbing elements entered the Gibbs home in the last few hours. The first was Helen Burroughs, Freddie Lang's rather unladylike acquaintance of some years ago. The second was Windy Day. It's about Helen and Windy that Penny Gibbs and Nora Lang are talking, as Penny says,
"Oh, I don't blame Helen for being upset when no one was at the train to meet her, Nora, but she isn't still angry about it, is she?"
"Well, she's up in her room sulking about it right now, Penny. Oh, crickets, I can't understand what happened to Freddie. When he left here, he said he was going to the station to meet her."
"Well, he obviously didn't, and had no intention of it either. Nora, if car trouble or something like that had delayed him, he'd have phoned us by now. He's been gone several hours, hasn't he?"
"Yes, about four. Oh, Penny, I'm worried. Freddie said he wouldn't have anything to do with Helen when she got here, and he's keeping his promise right from the start."
"Nora, I don't understand Freddie. He agreed to let you invite her to Rossville, and now he's changed his mind.
I don't know whether he agreed to or not, or whether I just argued him into it. He was never very happy about having her. Never very happy, did I say? He wasn't happy about it in the slightest."
"Well, Helen is certainly not going to have a very pleasant stay here if Freddie doesn't at least pretend to be on good terms with her."
"Well, Penny, Helen hasn't had very much education, but she's not the least bit stupid. She'd see through any pretense, and she'd be hurt."
"Yeah, I know I would be under the circumstances."
"Yes, but you wouldn't do what Helen would do about being hurt."
"What do you mean, darling?"
"Well, I know now what Freddie meant when he said that Helen could be dangerous. She has a violent temper, Penny. Oh, she tries to control it, I'm sure, but she can't. And when she's hurt, she loses her temper and wants to hurt back. Crickets, Penny, I can tell she knows how to hurt back, too."
"Oh, darling, she's probably had to know how. I guess all she's known all her life is meanness. Meanness and cruelty."
"I know. That's why I wanted her to come back to Rossville. I wanted to show her, Penny, that when she hurts people, they don't try to hurt her back, but forgive her. I want to show her that she has friends. At least two friends, anyway."
"Well, Freddie certainly isn't acting like a friend."
"Oh, crickets, he's got to her. There's no telling what Helen might do."
"Well, talk to him when he gets home. Or I'll talk to him if you like."
"No, I'll try first, Penny. Then if I can't do it..." "Oh, crickets, what's that?"
"That noise came from Helen's room, I think."
"Oh, I know it did. It sounds as if she's throwing things."
"Nora, do you want me to go up and see?"
"No, I'll go up and talk to her. I think if... I'll think of something to calm her down."
"All right, darling.
When Freddie gets home, he'd better have a good excuse for not meeting her at the train, and that's one thing I'm sure of."
"Freddie, it's about time..."
"Do I look like Freddie?"
"Oh, Joe, come in."
"I have just a minute, Penny. I have an appointment with a doctor here in town. A doctor I might share a private practice with."
"Joel, you are not going into private practice. You're going to stay at the Heatherton Hospital."
"I'm leaving Heatherton Hospital, my beautiful but argumentative young lady. Leaving it as stated and scheduled, and that's all there is to it.
"No, that's not all there is to it. It's a lot more. Look, Joel, I won't let you throw away the opportunity.
It's too late, Penny. It's already thrown. And right into the arms of some other doctor who no doubt deserves the chance far better than I ever did.
I could hate you.
Could you?
No. No, that's the trouble. I can't. But I certainly should. I shouldn't even speak to you.
You and I are always doing things we shouldn't, aren't we?
Joel, if you don't go back to Dr. Weston and tell him to forget your resignation, I really...
Penny, please, let's not talk about it. It's a closed case and one that's going to stay closed.
Well, not if I have anything to say about it.
Oh, believe me, I appreciate your interest. And I can understand your point of view. But when you see the thing the way I do, well, you'll understand why I'm leaving the hospital and say no more about it. So... pretend now that you understand and, well, say no more about it.
I can't very well pretend the impossible, can I?
Now, look, you have troubles enough of your own without adding me to them.
Oh, how do you know about my troubles? Have I given you the list?
I didn't know you had a lot of them. I thought there was just one current problem, young Windy Day.
Oh, you know about Windy.
Yes, I saw Angela Brill at the hospital this morning and she told me all about
it. Yeah, I did tell Angela about Windy. The situation is fantastic, isn't it?
Well, for a simple case of puppy love, it certainly has complications.
Just one complication, Joel. I can't open the community center and have the youngsters of this town ignore it. And that's exactly what they're going to do as long as they think I took Windy away from Hazel Peters.
I really want to laugh about the whole thing. You know, it's really funny,
but... I thought it was funny, too, at first, but the consequences will be nothing to joke about.
Somehow or other, you ought to be able to explain to Windy that you're, well, already asked for and given.
Oh, Joel, I thought about that. I even thought of having you tell him that, well, I couldn't ask you to do that unless...
Unless it were true.
Yeah.
I know. I'd volunteer to go to Windy and say that you were, well, that I saw you first or something and that we had plans... But I'd rather it were the truth. And, well, there's not much chance that it ever will be the truth, is there?
I don't know why you say that.
Just a feeling I have, that's all. Oh, don't worry about Windy. Some way or other, you'll get him straightened out and on his way back to Hazel Peters.
Yes, but how? And how am I going to do it before next Wednesday?
Well, what's next Wednesday?
That's the day we're opening the center. We set the day only this morning.
Oh.
Mayor's going to be there to make an address, too. All the important city officials. The leaders of civic clubs and welfare societies of the town and county, everybody. Everybody but the people for whom the center is being opened. Oh, Joel, it's going to be awful.
Well, I should say it is. Humiliating, to say the least. But why don't you postpone the opening?
I can't postpone it again. It's been postponed time after time as it is. It'll become a joke if we put off the opening again.
I see.
And Mrs. Carton will be there. Joel, what'll she think if she doesn't see one youngster at the ceremonies? Not one, except Windy.
And he's far from a youngster in your mind these days, isn't he?
Oh, he's becoming a monster. A hideous, lovesick monster with... Oh, no. It isn't fair for me to think that about Windy. He's as sweet as he can be and awfully cute, Joel. As a matter of fact, you should hear some of the things he says to me and the way he says them.
Well, maybe I should go to Windy for lessons. I haven't impressed you half as much as
Windy. Oh, no, don't you dare do that. I much prefer the impressions you have made. Oh, golly, why am I laughing? I still haven't solved the problem of Windy, and I don't know how I ever will.
Oh, it'll be solved. All problems are. But it might take time.
Yeah, time is something I don't have, unfortunately. And when it is solved, there'll be another one. You'll be next. Yep, I'll have to take you in hand.
No, let's not get back to that, Penny. Please.
All right, look. Tell me just one thing.
Hmm?
Will you tell me why you're leaving heaven? Why are you giving up...
Penny, I've as good as told you why. You're the reason.
I'm not the reason. I can't be. It doesn't make sense when you say that I am.
You are the reason, though. But you wouldn't be. And I wouldn't be leaving Heatherton if it weren't for the fact that Johnny Keith is...
Oh. So that's it, is it?
I didn't intend to say it. Now that I have... Yes. Yes, he is the reason.
Oh, Joel, I don't know whether it's because you're modest or silly. Or maybe a little bit of both, but there's no reason in the world for you to...
Penny,
think...
I happen to be in love with you. There aren't words to say how much. And I think that someday you might fall in love with me. But Johnny Keith scares me. He meant a great deal to you once, and I'm afraid he will again.
Oh, Joel. Darling, listen to me a minute. You're very sweet to love me so much that you give up everything in hopes that... Well, in hopes that someday I may love you, too. But don't let Johnny Keith frighten you or worry you or force you to give up anything for my sake or for your own. Johnny's just a friend of mine, a perfectly harmless friend. Nora, someone's at the door.
I'm answering the door now, Penny. Are you home to everyone?
Everyone but Wendy.
I took that for granted.
Hi, Nora. I forgot my key.
Freddie,
I'm sorry if
Freddie Lang, where have you been? Why didn't you meet Helen Burroughs at the station?
Oh, she's here, is she?
Yes.
Well, I didn't get to the station in time. I was mixed up on the train schedule, I guess. Well, I got there 2 hours after her train came in.
Cricket, then you just guess you were mixed up. Freddie, where have you been all this time? Not that I care, but Helen does. She wants to know why you didn't meet her, and I think she has a right to know.
Well, I've been out looking for a room for Helen. And I found one for her, too.
Freddie, she has a room here. I think you'd better go see.
Nora, I told you before Helen got back here to Rossville that she's not staying in the same house that I stay in.
She's staying here, Freddie. I want her to, and so does Penny.
Nora, I got her a room on Lawrence Street.
Lawrence
she's
going to
be very...
Freddie, that's just about the worst neighborhood in town.
Helen will feel right at home in it. Now go on upstairs and tell her to bring down her suitcase, and I'll drive her over to the joint.
Freddie, I told you, Helen is staying here. We invited her to Rossville and...
Nora, you invited her.
We invited her, and we're going to be nice to her.
Look, Nora, I'm sorry, darling. I don't want to do this. You'll think it's because I'm sore at you or something like that, and that's not so. Nora, I love you more than... Well, there's nothing I'll ever do to hurt you, Nora. On purpose, that is. But listen... If Helen Burroughs stays here tonight, I don't.
Freddie, Helen is staying here tonight and every night until our own house is ready.
Nora, darling, I mean this. I won't stay here if she does. Now, does she stay?
Freddie, we have to let her stay here. It's only fair.
Okay, Nora, if that's the way you want it, I'll see you.
Freddie, where are you going?
I don't know. Maybe Lawrence Street is the right kind of a neighborhood for me, too. I sure don't think I belong around here. Good night, Nora.
Freddie! Freddie! Oh, Freddie!
So Freddie Lang has walked out on his young wife, and all because of Helen Burroughs. Is this the beginning of the end for this young couple who so far have been so happy? And how will Penny solve the problem of Windy Day and convince Joel not to leave Heatherton Hospital? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode... of Hearts in Harmony. Here's a sight to thrill any man. A sizzling hot Kroger Tender-Ray steak. Buttery tender and deliciously fresh. When it's Kroger Tender-Ray beef, you know it's always tender. Because by the original Kroger Tender-Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh. Because by the Kroger Tender-Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Get Kroger Tender-Ray beef right away. And notice that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. And remember... when it's Kroger Tender-Ray beef, you know it's the finest beef value in town. So ladies, go to your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can get this exclusive Kroger value, Kroger Tender-Ray beef. Buy a fresh and tender Kroger Tender-Ray steak or roast. And remember that the Kroger cut gives you more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money. You get the finest beef value in town when you buy Kroger Tender-Ray beef at your Kroger store. Tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.